Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. I'm being joined right now by Dyke New Hartford head football coach Don Betts as we're getting ready for the 2025 season. And Coach, thanks for taking some time today. Always a pleasure to talk Wolverine football with you. Before we talk about things specifically here for this season, obviously you guys are coming off of a Class 1A runner-up finish last year. How do you think last year's team helped gave this program as a whole, you know, momentum going forward? You know, those guys kind of helped us show these youngsters, these newcomers, you know, what this team can be, you know, with if you put in the hard work. Just what's that momentum look like for the program after last year?
Yeah, I thought that our group last year did a great job of doing exactly that, of showing, you know, if you put in the time and the effort and the hard work, good things can happen. And they were great leaders last year. We lost a ton of them. Not too many kids coming back who played, but that group last year did a great job showing us what can happen.
So when it comes to you know, the lead up here to preseason practices and the off season and things like that, what does that look like for you guys as far as stuff in the weight room? Did you do any team camps or anything like that? What does that look like for you guys?
We hit the weight room real hard. I'm real happy with what we got in the weight room. We had 100% attendance in both spring and summer in our weight room program. That's never happened before for us, to get that many kids committed to being there every single time was just phenomenal, and it speaks, I think, to how hard these kids are willing to work. Over the summer, we did a couple of 7-on-7 passing camps over at Waterloo West. They run a really nice little 7-on-7 over there, and we went over a couple times. I think that was great for our kids, especially with the inexperience that we have going into the season. That was really good for them to get out there against other teams and get a little experience. So,
and a huge storyline for your team coming into this season, as we talked a little bit before we started this, you graduated 10 starters on each side of the ball last season. What's that been like for you guys, knowing that you're going to be having to replace just about every single spot when it comes to that starting lineup? Sounds like something that you guys have not had to deal with that many graduating seniors in a long time, right?
No, I don't think we've ever graduated 10 on both sides of the ball like we did this year. But, you know, that's the fun of coaching high school football is, every year, you know, you've got a new team. And, this year from that regard is no different. It's just, we have, less experience, you know, and we've got some really good players. They just were caught up behind those seniors in front of them. Now's their opportunity to step up and, for me, I think that's exciting. It's exciting for those kids because they've got an opportunity now to show what they can do. And we've had a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of energy out of those kids throughout the off season and right on into our camp last week and into the start of practice. So I think that's one of the fun parts about coaching high school football is every year you kind of get to start over.
And I know you're not ready to specifically name any starters as of this point, but when it comes to just as a whole, getting those spots filled, what's that progress looking like as far as obviously, you know, you come in and everyone's fresh, you know, Monday of this week you start practices, but what are you hoping to see as far as progress is, you know, from the beginning of the practices up until, you know, that first game? What's it kind of look like for you guys as far as piecing that lineup together between now and when you have your first game here in a couple weeks?
Well, we did camp last week, and so we got them in here. And what we told our guys was, there's a lot of playing time available. You know, let's see who wants to go out and earn it. So we got guys a lot of reps. We just rolled guys through positions all through camp last week. This week we've started to shift some guys around just a little bit. Next week when we get pads on, we'll try to have a solid depth chart and see how that lasts throughout the week when we get pads on. And then we'll make some decisions come next Friday, a week from Friday, and see what it's going to look like. But, you know, we've got a lot of guys competing in a lot of spots. Peyton McCorney's looked good at quarterback, and I think Peyton probably is going to lock that spot up. Running back, Dev Davis and Gavin Jabrock have both looked really, really good. And, you know, we'll play that by ear. We might have a situation where they split some time or on the field at the same time even. We'll see as we go along. Up front, the line of scrimmage, Dawson Dietrich is back. He's our only returning starter, but he's done a good job of getting those other guys, leading those other guys on the offensive line. We got a lot of guys in the mix right now there, and we're not ready to settle on anything, especially till we get pads on and see what we can do in full pads. But we're making progress, and I'm real excited for the guys that we've got competing, and they're excited about it. You know, this is an opportunity for them to step up. And they've done a really good job with that so far.
All right, just a couple questions left for you here for today. When it comes to getting rolling with your schedule here, moving up to Class 2A this year, so that's going to be a new thing for you guys. But when it comes to the non-district, you got Jessup at home to start the season at Appleton Parkersburg in Week 2, and then a rematch of last year's championship game with Grundy Center. You get to host them to round out your non-district slate. So I just kind of want to get your take on that first part of the schedule and what you're kind of hoping to get out of those first few games against, certainly some really good competition.
Yeah, and I like our schedule. I think that we've got some rivalry games there, which is always good. In the last few cycles, we've been playing people from here and there and all over the place, and we fortunate to get a schedule this year with guys that are relatively close. Jessup to open the season with. Coach McMartin over there was on our staff for several years. Has a couple of our former guys over there with him. So that'll be a real fun game, a rivalry game with them. I think Coach McMartin's done a great job his first couple of years over there, getting those guys headed in the right direction. And I expect them to continue to improve. And that'll be a challenge for us in that first game. You know, bottom line is he knows us inside and out. He's got that little bit of an advantage, but we're excited. We really wanted to get that game on the schedule, and we're excited it's on the schedule. Then we get Appleton Parkersburg, you know, traditional rivalry. Gosh, we've played them every year that we've been Dyke New Hartford. Love playing that game because of the fans and the communities and whatnot. They're going to be improved with a new coaching staff, I believe. I think they're going to be better this year than what people think they're going to be. So that'll be a challenge for us. And then Grundy Center, once again, a rivalry game for us. Love playing those guys. Have the opportunity to play against my son who coaches over there, my grandson who plays over there. So I'm personally really excited about that. But I think it's a good rivalry game that's good for both communities. They've gotten the better of us here lately, but then they've gotten the better of everybody here lately. So they'll be really good again this year, and I'm just glad we've got a couple games to get under our belt before we have a chance to play them.
All right, and last question here for today. When it comes to these preseason practices, getting the starting lineup solidified is going to be a big one, but what are going to be some of the other, biggest objectives and things you're hoping to, get out of these early season practices, before you start game prep, as far as just getting yourselves better? What's that look like for this team?
Well, we want to find some consistency and early on here, and this is true of any inexperienced team like we have this year. We're inconsistent. We look really good for a couple plays, and then it all kind of goes down the drain, and we've got to get more consistent with that part of the game. We've had to slow a few things down in terms of installation, simply to make sure that we're doing well. But we'll get to where we need to be with that. Looking forward to getting pads on next week. At the end of the day, it comes down to being a physical football game. I mean, that's what football is. It's a physical game. And we've got to see what it looks like when we get pads on. I think we'll be just fine, but I'm excited to get those pads on and see where we're going to be in terms of that. So I think those are probably the big things. Hopefully our leaders continue to lead us, and we can get some things rolling here, and excited about the season.
All right, that's been Dyke New Hartford football coach Don Betts joining me here on Radio On The Go Sports. Coach, I appreciate the time. Always a pleasure, and looking forward to catching you guys in action here this year.
You bet. Thanks, John.
All right, more of the Coach's Corner is coming up in just a little bit.